The Steve and DC Show on New Country, Kix 106.5.
You're listening to the fattest show on the radio. It's the Steve and DC Show here. Thank you for doing that.
We got to figure if our combined weight one day of everybody on the show. How many people have we done? 8 people all total working on the show in some form or another?
Total 8, yes.
We got to figure up all of our weights and figure out what the combined weight is of the morning show.
I guarantee you it's a couple tons.
You know, I actually think I've lost a few pounds.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
Really? How many you think?
I have no idea. You know, I don't weigh. I refuse to weigh. It depresses me. I got the most depressing news yesterday, DC, that I've ever gotten in my life.
Oh, my. What's happened?
And this is the honest to goodness truth. I mean, you know how much I love chicken.
Yes.
And you know I'm addicted to fried chicken. It's a food addiction.
Right.
And you know, I could eat it 7 days a week and many times do.
Right. Of course.
I don't exaggerate when I talk about loving fried chicken so much.
You enjoy it quite a bit.
To the point that in our last publicity photo, we had the Hardee's chicken in the photo with us. I love it that much.
Yes.
And I'm partial to Hardee's chicken. Well, I'm going through the drive-thru at Hardee's yesterday, and I'd ordered my usual, the 8-piece box with biscuits.
Right.
And a cherry Coke. I get up to the window, and the lady that comes up knows me, and they know me at all the Hardee's. And she said, I've got some really bad news. This is Hardee's in St. Louis. And I said, what is it? She said, we're going away. And I said, you're doing what? And she said, you haven't heard? We're going away.
The Hardee's is going away?
That's what I said. I thought she meant maybe herself or the employees there. One of the gentlemen that owns like 41 Hardee's restaurants in the Missouri area, and I'm not sure about the rest of the nation, sold them, and they're all becoming Burger Kings.
Really? Well, that's what that lady, we got a call a while back. Remember a lady said, you're going to be very upset, Steve. Hardee's is changing.
And I thought she was just teasing me.
No, because this guy had sold all his Hardee's.
Did you hear that, Courtney? Did you hear the news?
Hardee's is changing.
Hardee's is becoming Burger King, at least in the immediate St. Louis area. 41 of them have been sold, and they're all becoming Burger Kings, including the one right down the street from the studio where I get my chicken fix every single day, just about.
Burger King don't sell chicken.
I couldn't believe it.
Seems as if you'll be saluting the Colonel from now on.
I like the Colonel. But something about Hardee's chicken I've always liked. I'm hoping since they're going away that I can get the recipe.
Well, you know, the recipe is the old Roy Rogers recipe.
It is?
Yeah, he sold his recipe to the Hardee's people nationally. It's just his recipe.
Well, anyway, I was shocked to hear it. And we're going to have a funeral or something. Courtney, we're going to have to bury the chicken. We are. We're going to have to get the Hardee's chicken.
We have taps. And
give him the send-off that he deserves. I don't know when this is going to happen. She didn't tell me the date. I couldn't bear the news. I drove away sobbing. But
will you do the eulogy?
Of course I will. I was right at the drive-thru window when she told me that. And I mean, my day was shot. I couldn't believe it. What do you love? What product are you just almost addicted to, DC? What food product? What do you just have to have on a regular basis? What do you adore? What do you love?
I love, to be honest with you, I love the Mexamelt at Taco Bell.
Okay. It would be like Taco Bell either taking Mexamelt off the menu
right,
or going away.
Absolutely.
You know, then you kind of know how I feel.
I'd be horribly upset. I'd be depressed and upset.
I am both. And I need my friends around me, too, because I need a support group.
Yes, yes.
And preferably before you all come, you will fry chicken.
Before any of you come to support.
I thought about you when I saw these, D.C. Someone has sent us some church bulletin mistakes. D.C., of course, and my little Baptist buddy, someone sent us some church bulletin mistakes. Now, I thought we had heard all of them, but these are new. These we've never had or heard before. These are actual mistakes that appeared in church bulletins around America. Weight Watchers will meet at 7 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church. Please use large double door at the side entrance.
Hellfire! Hellfire!
Isn't that funny? The Spring Council Retreat will be hell May 10th and 11th.
Hellfire! Hellfire!
Oh, gosh. Pastor is on vacation. Massages can be given to the church secretary.
Hellfire! Hellfire!
This is good. Church bulletin mistakes. 8 new choir robes are currently needed due to the addition of several new members and due to the deterioration of some older ones. Mrs. Holzdozer. Mrs. Holzdozer will be entering the hospital this week for testes.
Hellfire.
I love that one. The senior choir invites any member of the congregation who enjoys sinning to join the choir.
Hellfire.
Who enjoys sinning.
Scouts are saving aluminum cans, bottles, and other items to be recycled. Proceeds will be used to cripple children.
Hellfire.
And this is the last one. You got a snort on that one. You know when you get a snort, you've done good. I've got a snort. Church bulletin mistakes. The associate minister unveiled the church's new tithing campaign slogan last Sunday. I upped my pledge, now up yours.
Hellfire.
Those are good. Church bulletin bloopers.
It is take almost every call Thursday on the Stephen D.C. Show. We'll get back to some phone calls in just a moment.
We've got a guy here whose girlfriend phoned us a little while ago. You may have heard her from the airport. She picked her boyfriend up. He just flew back from Las Vegas, where last night he came in the top three in a huge talent competition.
It was called Star Mania, ladies and gentlemen. And since we love the stars here,
we've got Star Mania.
Absolutely. We'll bring him in. His name is Tony Crawford.
I'll tell you what, next, he will join us. He's getting tuned up. He's going to perform the song live on, we love live performances here. He's going to perform the song live on the air that put him in the top three in Vegas just a few hours ago, just last night.
You notice he kind of had, I mean, the ladies love him. He kind of had a voice like this.
And hey, look at them boots. I think he's gone country.
Look at them boots.
He's next. We'll check him out.
New Country, Kicks 106.5, Metro Traffic Report.
We're starting to see some very heavy traffic out here this morning. Westbound 5570 backed up from 64 to the Poplar Street Bridge. Back with AOWatch Traffic in minutes on New Country, Kicks 106.5.
It's pretty obvious when looking at a car that there's a lot more to it than just its powertrain.
It's one issue that will really rev you up as the Busch Grand National Series zooms into town.
Stephen D.C. Show on Kicks 106.5 St. Louis. It is 7:16, and you know, football season, believe it or not, is just around the corner.
I don't mean to knock the other sports.
You're a football guy, aren't you?
I'm a football guy, and
D.C.'s always got on his helmet and seldom on pads.
That is truly the definition of sport. There's nothing like that intensity.
Yep, I agree.
On a football field.
So it's time to get excited. Of course, the Rams' preseason opener, first weekend in August, I believe, against our nemesis, the Cardinals. The Phoenix Cardinals. That'll be cool. If you don't have season tickets, and a lot of us don't. I don't have season tickets, do you?
I don't.
A lot of us don't. Here's your only chance to get Rams tickets. Listen very carefully. Here's how you can get Rams tickets if you don't have season tickets.
All right. You got to go by the Trans World Dome on Saturday, July 19th.
This Saturday, isn't it?
This Saturday at 9:45 a.m.
9:45 this Saturday at the Trans World Dome. If you're not a Rams season ticket holder and you want tickets, or if you can't do that Saturday, after Saturday, you can go to any Capital Ticket outlet, or you can call Dialtix, and we'll give you that number in a minute. Now, here's how many tickets you can purchase and how that works.
You can buy 4 tickets for up to 4 Rams home games. 4 tickets for up to 4 Rams home games.
Tickets are $25 at the Dome and are located in the terrace level. Now, that Dialtix number to use after Saturday is 969-1800. 969-1800 for Dialtix, or be at the Dome this Saturday to get your tickets, or visit any Capital Ticket outlet. It's your last chance, only chance, to get Rams tickets if you're not a season ticket holder.
Are you ready for some football? Yes!
WKKX Granite City, St. Louis. 1380 WKBQ AM St. Louis.
717 on the Stephen D.C. Show. Good morning, I'm Kim Furlow with this Kicks 106.5 news update. It's the case of the changed grades. Officials at North Junior High in Collinsville have called in handwriting experts to find out how the grades of 40 students were bumped up before being input into the school's computer. There you have it, and there you are. And in sports, the Padres edged the Cards 4-3 last night. San Diego scored 2 runs in the 8th inning after Dmitry Young's glove gave way on what was supposed to be an easy out, and it's the Cards' 5th straight loss at Busch. The short 2-game series against the Padres concludes tonight at 7:05. The Cubs held off the Mets 6-5 last night at Shea Stadium. Despite 5 rocky innings, Chicago starter Jeremy Gonzalez got the victory to improve his record to 7-2. And the 126th British Open got underway this morning in Troon, Scotland.
Yes, and Tiger Woods has already won it.
Defending Open champion Tom Lehman will try to become the fifth American to win at the spot. Tiger Woods is the favorite, coming in at 5-1 odds. And here's our Kix 106.5 forecast today. Mostly sunny with a high in the mid-90s. Tonight's low 70, and right now 78 degrees in St. Louis at Kix 106.5.
Like to say what a good job Madam Coochie, our speed reader, is doing. Give her 30 seconds and she'll give you the world.
So the guy that won the Star Mania contest.
Finally, some talent on this show.
Next.
What's that? I hear angels singing, telling me to make my move.